This is IGN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Maybe the real unicorn overlord was the friends we made along the way. This is your IGN review of Unicorn Overlord by Adam Bankhurst. It's rare to find a game that tackles the high fantasy RPG genre in a completely refreshing way, but that's how Unicorn Overlord's character-focused approach feels. Rather than a lengthy exposition or 30-minute lore dumps, its wonderfully realized world is gradually fleshed out by the people you interact with, providing interesting perspectives as you learn the stories of both your allies and your enemies. Its overarching plot may be rather simple as a result, sticking closely to genre tropes, but when paired with a beautiful presentation, even familiar stories manage to feel fresh. Support that with excellent strategic combat and compelling resource gathering as you strive to overthrow an evil empire through the power of friendship, and Unicorn Overlord stands out as one of the most impressive strategy RPGs I've played in years. Stop me if you've heard this one before. You're a young prince named Elaine, and you're smuggled out of your kingdom just as the queen makes her final stand against the invading forces. One time skip later, and you're finally old enough to start building a rebel army to take back your birthright. But magic is being used to corrupt the minds of former allies, and a mystical voice sends you on an adventure to help those neighboring kingdoms. While certainly not original, Unicorn Overlord's strength lies in how its campaign is presented. Stories are told in 5 to 10 minute vignettes that showcase how potential allies are surviving under the rule of the conquering king, and it's up to you to liberate the 5 kingdoms and the people that make up the nation of Fevereth. Meanwhile, side stories are where you meet and learn about your allies, showing a small slice of the kingdom up close, while non-story missions and other overworld tasks will send you into short battles on fetch quests or to visit landmarks in pursuit of some larger reward, like investigating mysterious carvings to receive legendary weapons. The central campaign is divided into 5 10-hour arcs, though they can take less time if you don't stop to hit all the side quests along the way, with each isolated to one of the 5 kingdoms of Fevereth. There's an optimal route to follow for your liberation efforts, but you are free to jump around the map and take on fights above your level, which means you can explore wherever you wish within the open world. You can even take on the final fight within the first hour of the story, but it does come with a hefty warning that you'll almost certainly end up on the wrong end of an axe. That said, I am looking forward to watching speedruns where people inevitably take down the final boss with a level 5 army. Unicorn Overlord's creative cast is hugely diverse, full of humans, elves, angels, and even werelions. All the characters are wonderfully realized and ooze personality. Be that a moody elf who is doted on by his companions, despite his folk hero status, or an old man who would gladly trade in his warhammer to pursue his real passions, architecture and drinking. They have loads of visual flourishes and small touches that add tremendously to the overall experience, like how the sorceress will cockily perch on a summoned throne of bats in her victory pose. Those stylish flares aren't limited to your units either, as NPCs add to the lived-in feel of this vibrant world, with things like shopkeepers changing depending on the country you're in. A special shout-out to the provisioner of Bastorius, who is just a bunny that greets you by standing atop the counter. That care extends to Unicorn Overlord's sounds as well, with conversations that satisfyingly echo in places like churches, while characters in full armor have a metallic ring to their voice due to the metal bucket on their head. In almost all cases, characters are well acted, with voices that match their appearance and social standing perfectly, to the point where the few instances a line of dialogue falls flat really stand out. The music matches the high fantasy vibe in just the right way, too, and I like that tracks change with both the time of day and the country you are in. Reflecting on the incredibly diverse and remarkably creative world I explored across my 45-hour journey, any issues I had with Unicorn Overlord ended up feeling like nothing more than nitpicks. The tactical combat system is unique and complex, while also being easy to understand, expertly blending mechanics from many of its peers with smart few additions of its own. The interesting terrain across the continent of Fevrith makes every fight feel unique, with some of the best map gimmicks I've seen in any strategy RPG. Because the campaign is told through the eyes of a diverse and creative cast, its trope-filled fantasy story is elevated in a way that a more traditional storytelling style wouldn't manage. The shorter, more personal stories work wonderfully to support a loop of exploration and liberation that had me begging to see one more tale told, one more town rebuilt, and one more battle fought. Unicorn Overlord's IGN score, 9 out of 10. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest updates on this game and more, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.